Hey everyone, this is the AMSOIL dealer training call for Monday, October 6, 2014. Welcome everyone to today's call with our AMSOIL. Today we're going to start out with one of our AMSOIL direct jobber interviews. I'm sure you'll enjoy learning about this successful direct jobber and maybe glean some ideas to incorporate into your own business. From the booklet, The Success Formula by Bob Berg, principle number one, seek out and find the information or follow the system. What is a system? It's a process of predictably achieving a goal based on a logical and specific set of how-to principles. Another name for the system is OPE, other people's experience. If someone has already done it, all you need to do is model or duplicate just what they did and the success will be in the bag. So hopefully tonight you can learn a little bit about a system from another AMSOIL dealer and their experience, and maybe take an idea or two and add it to your own system. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce Lynn Pabst, AMSOIL two-star Regency Platinum Direct Jobber from Hammond, Wisconsin. Lynn, you there?
You bet I am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, great. I'm so glad you got on the call tonight. I so enjoy visiting with you when we go to the AMSOIL training event. So I think we do it pretty much every year. We seek each other out and talk shop and have a good time, and you know how that goes. But thanks again for taking the time to get on the call and tell us a little bit about your AMSOIL story. Let's get started real quick about finding what got you, what you learned. When did you learn about AMSOIL, and what made you decide to become a dealer? Let's get that ground floor started.
Well, it's quite a few years ago, but when I was in high school, two of my buddies and I had a race car, and it was just a super stock car that we had, and I had used AMSOIL gear lube in the rear end, and I really liked how it performed. But it took about several years after that. I graduated high school, went to college, and I had bought myself a brand new Suburban, and I wanted the best for the Suburban, and I remembered AMSOIL, and I wanted gear lube for the rear end of that Suburban, and like many AMSOIL dealers now, or people that start out, the reason that I bought it was became a dealer is because I wanted to buy the product at cost. I wanted it at the lowest price possible. Back then, the only way to buy at wholesale cost was to become an AMSOIL dealer. So that's when I did, and that was in 1994 is when I became an AMSOIL dealer.
So, you said 1994?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Well, that has been
20 years.
Been a little while ago. Awesome.
Sure.
And your experience with the product, and I think that is, I probably would say 90% people have experienced the product, and that's why they want to become dealers. I know very few people that say, hey, look, I want to look for this opportunity, and I want to do it. I don't know anything about AMSOIL. Most people want to experience the products first, and that's a great analogy, because I think probably most people calling in tonight says, yeah, sounds like me. So what's your favorite part about being an AMSOIL dealer?
The part I love the best about being an AMSOIL dealer is selling to people and seeing the reaction of how the product works for them, their experience with the product. They come back and they're happy and they're smiling that the product works and does everything that AMSOIL says right on the bottle it does. I mean, that's what really makes me happy. It makes me happy to sell the product just because I know it works. So
Helping other people, basically, and the satisfaction of them coming back and telling how wonderful that products do perform, and you're absolutely right. They do just – they AMSOIL understates how well they perform, I think, in most cases. Wouldn't you agree?
That's correct. I mean, every one of their products works. So it's not just one. And, I mean, you can sell the product with confidence. And that's what I've always done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so you got started in 1994. Were you kind of serious about it, or when did you decide, hey, I'm going to do this as a business?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny how that works. I mean, I put it in the rear end of my Suburban, It was getting a little colder out. I needed to change oil on the Suburban. And, you know, I wonder if this motor oil is any good. And I put it in, and I liked it. Next thing you know, the snow's on the ground. I live in Wisconsin, so we have snowmobiles up here. And, God, I wonder if this snowmobile oil is any good. And I put it in, and I noticed a difference right away, and I loved it. And, you know, I started telling my friends about it, and they're saying, well, you know, we'd like to try it. So I got some product for them, and they tried it. And the next thing you know, I'm telling other people, and it just snowballed from there. And the next thing you know, I'm in business. So, you know, that's how it kind of started for me.
And so I'm sure strictly part-time then, just trying some products, adding them to your bag of tricks, as they say, or your inventory or whatnot, of things that you know work well and you can recommend to other people. How long did it take for you to become full-time as a dealer then? I mean, did it take a short amount of time or how many years or what have you?
Well, I built my business over several years. It probably took about 10 years for me to become a full-time AMSOIL dealer. And what I mean by full-time is, you know, I didn't work at my other job. Now, you have to remember, I had a really good job and making a decent, you know, living at it. One of the issues, though, that I ran into back before I became full-time in AMSOIL is I had a health issue, and I was unable to get back to work. And one nice thing about AMSOIL is it provided some income for me while, you know, as I lost my job, and I transitioned into this job. Now, it was a major transition, you know, having two incomes and only going, you know, and coming back just to my AMSOIL income. So I had to change the way I did things, but, you know, it gave me more time to work my AMSOIL business. Therefore, I make more money. So it took a little while, but I'm doing just fine.
Well, it's and I guess when you have more time to put at your AMSOIL business and doing a transition like you did, sometimes it's faster, sometimes it's slower. But when you can put more time into it, it's pretty amazing how much you can get done as far as building an AMSOIL business. If you can get out there, you know, even just a couple of days a week. Most people work 40 hours, and, you know, they might spend an hour a day, six to 10 or 15 hours a week maybe doing AMSOIL, maybe one trade show every month or something like that. But if you can add full time to it, it really gives you a lot of traction, doesn't it?
You bet. You know, one of the things I want to mention, Michael, is that, you know, if you're a guy that's just starting out as an AMSOIL dealer, you know, you put the time into it that you can afford. Don't ever take away from your family, but, you know, put in the time that you can. If you can't work it today, that's fine. Work it tomorrow. You know, your regular job comes first and your family, but then after that can come your AMSOIL business. But just keep at it. Keep plugging away. That's the biggest thing about the AMSOIL opportunity is that people give up too soon, and they just need to keep at it and keep building their business, and it'll get to the point where it just starts rolling along.
Well, and I think a lot of dealers don't realize you can incorporate it into other things that you're doing, especially when you first get started and you're not full-time. You know, most people drive to work every day, and, you know, they can either educate themselves, and, you know, when you got started, I don't even think they had mobile phones, but nowadays you can drive down the road, plug your headset in, call a customer or a prospect, talk to them about AMSOIL while you're driving to work or driving home or what have you. It's just the discipline it takes to say, okay, I'm in my car, I'm going to make a call, or I'm going to listen to something, or I'm going to, you know, drive by a place and you know, a lot of times I pull my phone up and I put it on the speaker where it records, and I'll see a place and I say, oh go see XYZ Auto Shop, and the phone number's on the thing, so I'll give the phone number to it, and then when I get home, I'll do the research on that account. It might take me 20 minutes or whatever, learn about it, see if I can find them on Facebook or what have you. I can go do something else after that. Now I've got this person as a suspect, and we'll try to work them up the chain from a suspect to a prospect to a qualified customer and so forth. But just so many ways to incorporate AMSOIL. You know, you want to go somewhere on the weekend Maybe there's a car show. Say, hey, tell your family, Alice, we'll walk to the car show for an hour, put my Amsoil shirt on, and then we'll go do whatever else. So you spent 1 hour, you never know what you get out of that. So don't think people realize that. There's just a lot of ways to incorporate Amsoil into their daily lives that are they're already doing.
Well, you're right, Michael, too. You know, one of the things that I get from a lot of people that I try and sign up with Amsoil dealers is I just don't have time. And like you're just saying, you know, you don't need that much time. You know, an hour here, half hour there. Like you said, you know, you take the family on a vacation. Well, get up early in the morning while they're sleeping and go maybe do some prospecting around where you're at and hang up some catalogs or cards and stuff like that. You know, I mean, there's always things you can do. You just have to manage your time a little bit better.
Yeah, time management, definitely. So, so you just kind of started out and you had this transition. It's many dealers, I guess as many dealers as there are, is ways to build an Amsoil business. But just give a brief overview of how you built your business and what you currently do as far as, day-to-day operations of do you do a lot of commercial accounts? You have a lot of catalog, internet, you know, that type of thing. What kind of customers do you have typically?
Most of my customers are probably wholesale customers, dealers that come to my house and pick up product. I do carry a full inventory of product. As far as, what I do every day, like you, I get up at 7 in the morning and I hit the treadmill for a little while, and then about 9 o'clock, I do my paperwork that I have around. I wait for phone calls to come in, people that need stuff. I have a lot of retail accounts and stuff like that, and I service them out of my inventory. And by 11 o'clock, I've received phone calls or what have you, and I'm on my way. I will make a route, try and do delivery, stop at different places, even if they didn't order anything. And that's a big thing that people need to realize is that if you have accounts, doesn't matter if they buy from you today. I'm sure they're going to buy in the future, but stop and see them and say hi and put yourself in front of them. I think that's really important, and that's what I do a lot of. And then prospecting, stop at new places while I'm on a route or whatever, dropping stuff off. And then I'm usually home probably by 4, and I usually have a customer or two come after and need something, maybe a dealer of mine that needs some product, and I take phone calls throughout the day, and that's basically my day, just trying to build my business even more than it already is.
Oh, good. And there's plenty of business out there, right?
Oh, definitely. You know, places change hands. You know, just because you went into a place and they practically kicked you out today, next week maybe they want Amsoil. So don't be afraid to go back in. What's the worst that can happen? They say no. And persistence always pays off. Just don't be afraid, like I said, to go back into an account that said no once before.
Awesome. So stocking products, that sounds, I'm sure most dealers, I think most dealers on our team listening and really in Amsoil stock very little to no products. They order it or they sign somebody up as a customer and they order it factory direct. That's one of the beauties of the business. But we do have that ability, and I think a lot of the big the most successful dealers do have some products in stock or keep a complete inventory like you. Talk to me some of the advantages of stocking Amsoil products.
Sure. I've been stocking product ever since I started. And when I earlier in the show I talked about, my friends wanting the product, and then I was telling other people about it. The first thing they would tell me is, okay, I'll take some right away. Well, if you don't have it, maybe they're going somewhere else to get the product. So I decided real early that I needed some inventory. So what I did, and I don't know if this would work for everybody, but I took $1,000 that I happened to have, and I invested it in inventory. And I bought a little of this and a little of that, mainly what I used, because that's mainly what everybody uses, 530 motor oil and some two-cycle oil and stuff like that, just most popular stuff. And when I sold that product, I stuck that money back into my account, and I bought more product. And I was always building on, you know, building my inventory according to needs. And, you know, right now I have a large inventory. And as far as benefits of that, of having an inventory, you've always got the product when somebody calls. You wouldn't believe how amazing it is when somebody calls you up and says, hey, I need X amount of quarts of this oil and this oil and a filter and this filter. And I'll go, okay. And I go, well, when can you get it? And I go, well, I've got it. You know, and they're like, you do? And I, yeah. And you can have it right away. So, you know, that's a big advantage. You can sell the product. Because right now, AMSOIL is becoming so popular, and people know what it is. So it's easier and easier to sell now. And if you don't have the product, they're looking somewhere else for it. They're going somewhere else. Now, advantage of it, as far as like buying it, right now, AMSOIL offers discounts on, you know, certain levels that you buy. And I always buy $10,000 at a time. That means I get 10% off. So that's $1,000 in my pocket when I sell it. Okay. Now, it's going to take the average dealer quite a while to be able to buy in that volume. But like you say, you build it up like I did, and it works very well. So, but there's other things that you have to do. I mean, I have to do, I have to have a sales tax number. I submit sales tax quarterly. I keep track of all that with the AMSOIL dealer business system, which is fantastic. And if you're selling any product, I think this is an excellent program to have. It's $10 a month. It works fantastic. And I just can't say enough about that. But I don't know, Michael, you got any other questions that you'd like to ask me about the inventory?
Yeah, I mean, is it a lot of work for you to do that as far as you get it and keep it in stock? I know in the past we had other tools that were third party in the new dealer business system that's available directly from AMSOIL, you know, tracks inventory, takes care of all the sales, it will take care of all the tax for you if you have your own tax ID number and what have you. It'll calculate the shipping that you want to charge to a customer to get that back. All the things really necessary to run your business if you're stocking products, right?
Right. The DBS is what I currently use, Dealer Business System. It's from AMSOIL. Takes care of all that. It's easy to use. I do a receipt for somebody, and it calculates the tax. It does everything right there for you. It works fantastic.
Excellent. So, you say you have a large inventory, and you say you buy 10,000 a time. How much do you typically keep on hand? Would you, you know, rough estimate, 20,000, 50,000, you know, what have you?
Right now, I run between $30,000 and $40,000. I order about every 2 weeks, so I'm ordering about twice a month. I order right about at the beginning and then towards the end of the month. And like I said, I buy at least 10,000, depending on what I need. I have direct jobbers that buy from me. Now you have to remember, you know, I'm making 10% on that money, so you know that adds up to be quite over a year. Adds up to be quite a bit of money that you can make. I do pass that volume off to my dealers if they order, you know, large enough volumes and stuff like that. So it's effective for them. But also the shipping charges, you know, I mean, you guys who buy product from AMSOIL and have it shipped to you know how much it costs. I have a trucking company that's in the same town that I'm at. I pay about 5 cents a pound to have it shipped to my house here, which is very economical. So I can save my dealers some money on shipping, too. So it works out pretty good. I still charge them shipping, but I can save them some money. But I also do discounts for my dealers and stuff, too. I have monthly meetings, and if they come to a meeting, I give them free shipping. So, you know, there's little things I can do for them to help them out, to try and make them more successful. And it does work.
And that power of being able to have dealers in your area that you've sponsored to help them get going, you've got it in inventory, so you can then, you know, they get they're able to help their customers, but they're also able to get that better discounted price because they're part of your group. That's an incentive to, hey, you better work with Lynn because you get these benefits. And I think a lot of dealers aren't able to offer those benefits. So that is one thing that I think is awesome that, you know, like you say, if they can get reduced shipping, especially your retail accounts and commercial accounts, if you're doing it through your inventory, that, you know, I just had a question today about some dealer sent me about shipping and the shipping charges and whatnot. So that really would be a good thing, I think, to especially your local customers with a certain geographical area can get it at a great price, huh?
Yeah, you know, I save my retail accounts that shipping cost also, so it's easier for them to sell. It's a little difficult for me. As AMSOIL dealers, we all know that you need to sign retail accounts and commercial accounts, but you need to keep them active also. So, you know, what I'll do is I'll sell the oil out of my inventory, but occasionally I will place an order for them and keep them qualified, you know, as commercial and retail accounts. So it does work really well.
Yeah, and that's probably a pretty simple process with you ordering so much inventory. You know, you would just do a group ship. So you might order like $10,000 of your own product, and then you might say, well, this person's about to, you know, you have to every 6 months they have to buy $500 for a retail on the shelf account. So you just place a $500 order, have it shipped to you. You'll sell it to them when they need the products going forward, and that keeps them qualified, right?
That's correct. It works out really good. You know, another thing about selling out of my inventory to my commercial and retail accounts is it puts me in front of them a lot more often. It seems like a lot of times when people sign up, retail and commercial accounts, dealers sign them up, they sign them up and they start ordering on their own, and the next thing you know, they don't even have a clue who signed them up. And, you know, you got to get in front of these people. Let them know about new products and stuff like that. Let them know you care. I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, whether you're providing the inventory or they're ordering on their own, make sure you stop in and talk to these people.
Yeah. And like you said, if you can get them to come to your location and pick up five quarts of 530 and a filter, they won't realize that you have all these other products. I've run some other motorcycle people. I didn't know you made diesel oil, or I don't know you made this oil or that oil. And if they can see it there on the shelf, it's like, well, heck, can I get that today? And they're like, well, yeah, you sure can. Let's just add this on to your bill, right?
Yeah, add-on sales. I mean, that's great. And I have had that happen a lot. They'll walk in my garage, and it's pretty well stocked, and I keep everything on shelves, and it's neat and uniform, and people walk in, and they're like, wow, you know, you do this. You really do this for a living, you know? And they can see that, you know, because I carry a lot of inventory.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, that sounds like a great, I think a great business plan, especially nowadays there's more and more AMSOIL dealers out there, and, you know, something that can set you apart that you get to build over time. And it's the same as building any AMSOIL business. You start with a little bit, maybe $500 or $1,000. Just keep adding to that inventory. We have a dealer on our team that's currently in that process. Every month he's adding more products to his inventory, and it just keeps building, and eventually you'll get there over maybe a couple of years. If you have $10,000 sitting around that's burning a hole in your pocket, sure, go buy some products and fill your garage up, but you don't have to do it that way right off the bat. Just as you get more clientele asking for more products, and that dealer business system is great for tracking your inventory and increase, you know, it will track how much you have on hand and how much you need and all that other stuff, just like a Napa store would have or something like that, right?
Well, that's true. You know, you got to think about it like this. If you have the money to invest, and I know $10,000 is a lot of money, but think of it this way. You have $10,000 to invest. You buy $10,000 worth of AMSOIL. You get $1,000 back. That's 10%. Where are you going to get 10% on your money? Plus, you sell it, and then you buy more, and you can keep redoing that. So, you know, you really can make some money doing it. It takes time, takes money, but it's an option for some people.
Well, and exactly, and I don't think it's right for everyone. Some people just, it's hard to, they're not as disciplined, I guess, to be able to do that. I think that's kind of my excuse. I'm not as disciplined to keep track of where everything's at and whatnot. But one thing, like you were saying, you do earn 10% on your money if you do that. If you put $10,000 in a savings account, you're going to get 0.1% in interest.
Right.
If you put $10,000 in AMS oil inventory and you turn that over within just a year, that's 10%. And then also you have to think about inflation. If we do have inflation where prices are going up, you adjust your prices. So if you bought the stuff 6 months ago and AMSOIL raises their prices, you don't sell it at the old price. You would raise your price with that because prices are going up. And that's easy also to do with the dealer business system. It will automatically adjust those prices for you. So enough about inventory. It sounds like a great and fascinating thing. And if dealers, I think, have questions about doing inventory, they're listening, maybe contact your direct jobber or contact AMSOIL regional sales manager or give myself a call, and I'll put you in touch with the right people. So enough of that. Where do you see AMSOIL heading in the next 5 or 10 or 20 years?
Oh, well, synthetics are growing by leaps and bounds. I see synthetic oil being like the only oil in the future. Lighter weight viscosity oil, regular petroleum oils aren't going to be able to handle that load. So, synthetics are going to be more and more popular in the next 5, 10, 20 years, and I see AMSOIL leading the charge. I mean, they're always first to come with new products, new formulations. They're always trying to make their product better. That's just what I see. It doesn't take much to see that because I know it's going to happen. So.
Exactly, and it's been stated in several magazines. The Lubes and Greases had an article that actually one Mr. Mercuzio talked about, but it said on there that, they're expecting we're currently about 15% of the market is synthetics, and they're looking for the market in the future, in the near future, for 10 or 15 years or so, to be 90% of the market. That means no conventional oils will be around. It will be all synthetic-based just because of the properties and the fuel savings, energy, and all that other stuff. And so the market share is going to grow, then obviously AMSOIL is going to grow. Now, do you see AMSOIL saturating, people, oh my gosh, there's an AMSOIL dealer in my town, the market's saturated. Do you see that happening?
I think there's always a market for new AMSOIL dealers. The biggest thing I see with AMSOIL dealers is that, a lot of them give up, they quit. So, if you join the AMSOIL team and you build your business and don't give up, there's always room for new people to start their AMSOIL business, definitely.
And it's so, you see AMSOIL in a few places. It might be a couple places in town, but it really is so wide open. You can have a town of 100,000 people could have, 5 or 10 direct jobbers in the town, and everybody's going to have a different focus. Some people might be into commercial stuff, and that's their. Some people might be into retail stuff. Some people might be into racing or preferred customers or what have you. And those people really won't ever interact. Because your typical market is different. And I tell people that are saying, "Well, you're already an AMSOIL dealer." I said, "Yeah, but you have 500 friends that I don't know." So, you and I know each other. We might know a couple other mutual people, but you know a lot more people than I even know. So, there's a lot of potential there as far as that goes. I say when you see as many AMSOIL stickers in the Walmart parking lot as you see Mary Kay stickers, then come talk to me. That's we're not even close yet. I drive down the road all day long, and if I see an AMSOIL sticker, I get excited because, oh, my gosh, I saw one.
You're right, and I told the dealer this, quite a few years ago, and, I live in a small town. It's like 1,800 people, and I did get the local guy up here at the gas station to sell AMSOIL. I have a dealer that lives in the same town, good friend of mine, and, his wife gave me the well, you know, Lynn's got everything wrapped up. He's got that gas station uptown. Well, no, I don't. You know, I mean, I asked her, and I asked him, and I said, how many of your neighbors are using AMSOIL? None. When I don't have it all wrapped up, you know.
Well, no, because I have that, remember, I have that dealer signed up in your town, Stan. He found me, I mean, two or three years ago, he signed up with me, and he's in your town. I'm like, well, why would this guy find, you know, obviously on the internet or whatever, but he's got a large guy that's right there in his own town. Why would he sign up? And it was just the weirdest thing. And we always laugh about it because, you know, how did this guy find me? You know? But,
yeah, he lives,
you know,
it's kind of an ironic story. He lives about three blocks from me. I don't talk to him very often. In fact, we're both on the village board in town here. He has never asked me about AMSOIL. I believe you signed him up, and I don't know if he's ever done anything. So, you know, that's what happens. I don't understand how people will sign up to be an AMSOIL dealer and never, ever do a thing. I don't know if they just like getting the AMSOIL magazine and looking at it or what. I don't understand how things work. There's all kinds of stories with the AMSOIL business we could talk about.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even think he's. I don't think he's valid anymore. I think he's dropped off. So that kind of gives you the idea there. But it's still kind of a comical thing that you're three blocks from your house and the guy's looking for AMSOIL. Could have just walked down the street while he's walking his dog and visited with you. But anyhow, let's move on to training. I'm sure you mentioned you have training at your at your location, at your office there. What types of training would you think would be great for a new AMSOIL dealer getting started?
Well, the first thing I can tell you as an AMSOIL dealer is to get T1 certified. There's a lot of advantages to T1 certification, from trade shows to racing co-ops, being on the leads line. You know, there's a lot of advantages. Also, get yourself in an account in the dealer zone so you kind of watch what's going on with your business. And you get a free website. So, I mean, it's like little or nothing to be in the dealer zone. In fact, the dealer zone is free. It's the premium zone they charge you for, which you get the free website. So that's a good thing to do. I do meetings once a month. They're always the last Thursday of the month, and what I do for that is I always have pop and water, and I do pizza and stuff like that, and people can come, free shipping, so I don't charge them shipping. I talk for a half an hour at the most, and I always talk about what's coming new with AMSOIL. I talk about a product or two, and then I talk about the business model. And, you know, and then I will tell you the biggest thing and the best thing about my AMSOIL dealer meetings, it's not the fact that I talk and teach them about anything. It's the dealer networking with other dealers. I mean, they can talk to each other and find out, you know, what's working for them. So maybe they can implement it to their dealership, you know. I mean, sometimes I think people are maybe they don't even want to take my advice, but when they hear it from somebody who's on the same level as them, it means a lot more to them. So that's what I like about it. I would get yourself to AMSOIL University. It's fantastic. I know it's expensive. It's like $399, but I'll tell you what, it is. It's one of the best moves you can make. And I know AMSOIL always says that if you come to AMSOIL U, I think the percentage of you becoming a direct jobber is like, I can't remember what the percentage is, like 70% or something like that. So them are just a few of the things that I would recommend that new dealers, any dealers would do to increase, you know, their sales and become a better AMSOIL dealer.
What about plugging in to their upline if they don't have a, and if they're a dealer, they might have got signed up under whoever, you know, they feel like an orphan. What would you recommend somebody that's orphaned out there that, you know, what kind of training you think they could get?
I'll tell you what, when I, when I started as an AMSOIL dealer, my dealer was out in New York. And don't get me wrong, he is a great, great guy. I've gotten to know him. And but when I started, he wasn't doing anything. He started me up, and I took off, and I basically had to do it on my own. And I will tell you that AMSOIL was very patient with me because I would call AMSOIL direct and talk to them about what I should be doing and how this works and how that works. And, I mean, they're really good, and I'm sure they still are today. You'd probably be talking to, I don't know if it would probably be like one of the guys at the distribution center. They have several throughout the United States that you can talk to, regional manager, something there. But you know what? Don't be afraid to talk to other AMSOIL dealers also. They will work with you, probably not as much as your upline. Maybe you should try and find out who your upline is and contact them, because maybe they don't even know, you know, who you are, where you're at. And even the guy that signed you up, maybe he's not doing a lot, but I'm sure you have a direct jobber that's upline that would be glad to help you.
And a lot of times, you know, upline, you don't realize, well, this guy is upline for me, but that person doesn't see you because if you got a direct jobber in between you, you would never know. That AMSOIL doesn't let direct jobbers see other direct jobbers' things, even though they're in your upline. And if somebody you might be able to skip, if your direct jobber is not very active, you might be able to go up to the next one. And you can call AMSOIL if you call up and ask for a regional sales manager and just tell them, look, I need to talk to somebody that's above this person or that person. And they'll give you their name and number and maybe be able to plug into some training that way as well. I've got my calls here. You're listening to this tonight. These are free for any AMSOIL dealer in the company. I did this because I just think it's important for all dealers to kind of connect and get together. That's another reason for AMSOIL University is just getting up there and connecting with 400 or 500 other AMSOIL dealers from all over the country at all levels, doing different things and hearing their success stories and hearing their frustrations. And you'll go up there and I don't think it's expensive at all. I think it's a pretty inexpensive investment if you look at it in as far as training and building a business. $400 could make you $400,000, I believe. So
I've never missed an AMSOIL University. They're the greatest thing, and I don't know if I ever will miss one, because I just enjoy it that much, and I do learn a lot, and it works really good for me.
You hardly have an excuse, though. It's like 2.5-hour drive for you. So.
Well, that's correct. It is nice. I am 2.5 hours away. I do occasionally go up and get my own product, but it's become so much cost effective for me to have it shipped that it works good for me. But I really do enjoy going up there. I can see the people, talk to them a little bit. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. So for the price to get it shipped, like you say, it's less expensive, less time, and lot less effort, because you'd have to load it, then unload it, and now you just have to load it. So, well, I want to finish off tonight's call real quick with sponsoring. Just kind of get your thoughts on this. I don't think most dealers kind of understand as much how sponsoring works and why you should sponsor. So, what are your thoughts on sponsoring other AMSOIL dealers?
I think it's the only way to go. I'm a big proponent of sponsoring AMSOIL dealers. You know, that's the thing about AMSOIL is you can do whatever you want as far as how you think you should build your business. But when you sponsor, you've just duplicated yourself, and that's what's the most important thing. You've provided a way to increase your sales tenfold whenever you sponsor, because that way, and like you said it before, they know 100 people that you don't, so there's 100 more customers that you'll have. So sponsoring is a great way to go. It's easy, and it does help your bottom line as far as making money.
And I think also, too, a lot of people don't realize what sponsoring does personally. I'm sometimes a little bit self-absorbed, if you want to call it, but sponsoring helps you, the dealer that's doing the sponsoring, by growing, because you have to step up. Now you've got a person that might have questions. So you're learning from that person asking you questions, because if you don't know the answer to the question, you got to go find the question out, and then you learn that, and then you told it to the new person. So, you know, sponsoring makes you a leader, and leaders are some of the highest paid people in the world. I mean, in fact, they are the highest paid people. Leaders of companies and leaders of organizations are some of the highest recognized and paid people in the world. So if you sponsor somebody, now you are the leader of your team, and that helps you personally, right?
Well, that's true. You know, and we talked about a little bit about my sponsor, how when I became an AMSOIL dealer, my sponsor really wasn't working the AMSOIL business. And when I started growing, it actually made him have to grow. And he started learning more, and he started working the business more. And mainly the reason he had to is because what I like about the AMSOIL dealership is you can make more money than the person above you that started you. And that's what was happening, is I was starting to make more money than my sponsor. And when you get to a certain point, and I make direct jobber, you break away from this person. Now, the only way he can get paid is if he's doing a certain amount of volume. And he wasn't doing that, and all of a sudden he lost his income from me. And he couldn't figure out how, you know, how that was working, and he talked to his direct jobber, and that's what they told him, is he had to do more in order to get paid on me. Well, I'll tell you what, it makes you want to start working when you're losing money, and that's what he did, and now he's very successful at AMSOIL. He's actually got his own AMSOIL store, and he does real well, and him and I talk on a regular basis, and we help each other out. And it's been a good relationship for us. So, yeah, sponsoring, you know, I mean, it's a really good thing.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah, so you brought, by him sponsoring you, that made him, that forced him to get better. I'm sure he'll be forever thankful. If you want to come around, maybe he wouldn't have done nearly what he's doing now. So,
yeah.
Any closing thoughts or words of wisdom before we sign off here tonight?
Oh, not really. I guess, and I've said this about 10 times probably during this interview, is that, you know, as you're starting out as an AMSOIL dealer, work hard. Don't give up. That's the biggest thing. Take care of your family, because they're number one. Don't overdo it with the AMSOIL and kind of put off your family. Happy wife, happy life is one of the big things I always say. You start doing too much with your AMSOIL and not enough time with the wife and kids, and people may get cranky. So take your time and keep at it, and it will come around.
Awesome. That's the truth too. Your family is number one. You only have one life, so go out there and live it. Spend all the time doing things. You'll look back and wish you would have been there. I'm thankful that I have my AMSOIL business. I got to do a lot of things with my daughter, and you know, I was always that father that you know, that showed up at dance, and you know, so the rest of my mothers, I'm the father there, or doing all the different things that required when they were in school and whatnot. So it's pretty awesome. Well, thanks again, Lynn, for getting on the program tonight. This was fun, and I think people gleaned a lot of information, especially about the stocking products. We went over that really well. So keep up the good work. Keep helping dealers in your team. I think that's pretty awesome that you're doing that. And I guess we'll see you next May at the AMSOIL Direct Jobber Convention / AMSOIL University. I know I'll be there, and it's always fun to visit with you and have a couple beers or whatnot and talk AMSOIL, right?
I will be there, and hopefully some of your people that are listening will be there, and they can come up to me and say, hey, I know you. I heard you on you know, on the phone. So that'll work out really good. And hopefully,
yeah,
we'll see some
awesome. Time. It'll be fun. So,
all right, Michael.
Have a good one. Appreciate it again, Lynn. And you have a great night, okay?
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Yep. Good night.